Well, me myself, after 7 years here, I am very disappointed and still wondering about what this tribunal will, it comes down to this, what kind of legacy will that tribunal leave to the world? If you want to find out about that, I think the best way is to go and find the initial resolutions that were adopted at the Security Council. And there are two main objectives. I mean, here is why we're giving this gift to the world, to the international community. We want to fight the culture of impunity. Okay? We want these crimes no longer to go unpunished. Now, look, we're going to prosecute the responsible ones now. That was the first thing. The other task was to, we want to know what happened, why this happened, and why it was not prevented, and who eventually bears some criminal responsibility. So basically, these were the two main reasons why this whole thing was created. And my feeling is that on both issues, it's a complete waste. On impunity, the RPF has never been prosecuted. There is massive amount of evidence showing that Kagame and his gang is also responsible for some of the stuff that happened. How come they've never been prosecuted? So the message is, really, take power, hold on to it as much as you can and as strongly as you can, and you will not be worried. And that's the message it's sending. These people, these other dictators, are not crazy. They see what's going on here. They saw how the war unfolded. Kagame was controlling a part of the territory right from the beginning. All the north of the country was under RPF control. And there were massive casualties there. There were massacres committed there. And now it's slowly dripping out. Now we're nearing the end of this thing, and we're getting statements, and we're getting this Louis Arbon stopped the investigation on these things, which it's, you know, to us in the defense, it was very difficult to understand. But anyway, I think, so, fighting the culture of impunity, missed opportunity, like, no objectivity, no balance, you're just like, one side of the story, you guys are guilty, we're going to prosecute these guys, some of them maybe. I'm not disputing the fact here that people that are responsible in what happened should be prosecuted and should be well prosecuted. So, but all of them should be prosecuted, so that's, I think, the first missed opportunity. The other one is to find out what happened in Rwanda in 1994.